Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, welcome, hello and hi, where I have just got to tell you, dear listener, Jules von Herp has got tassels on.
Oh, I'm fringed today.
A full-length fringe as well. That's not an apologetic fringe.
No.
That's not a little smattering on a cuff like,
I don't believe
oh, we were going to fringe. This is all the way up. Is it? Oh, my God, and
it's
it is right.
Back.
I didn't know it was across the back as well. It never ends.
You've seen this before.
I know, but it takes my breath away every time.
I just thought, oh, sod it. I'm going to wear this today. I'm in this stage of winter. We were just having I was having a moan, really, before we started this podcast about feeling tired, feeling a bit run down. And I feel like I've just fallen into that winter wardrobe of jumpers.
Yeah.
Jumpers to just hide.
Well, they're good, aren't they? They work.
Yeah, they do work. They keep you warm. But I was like, I need to layer more. So this morning I was like, no, the fringed mock suede shirt is coming on. This was bought, Portsaloo crew, literally to get me home from a rave at a festival. Like, that's why I bought
this.
You
didn't wear a stitch. You didn't have a stitch to wear.
No, I bought it because I was like, it's chic. Yeah. I still look hot
so
when I'm on the rave.
So you bought it at a festival?
No, I bought it before going to the festival. Yes. But it was my, like, tie around the waist, put over when the sun's going down and I'm going up. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But it's actually been, there's been a couple of pieces that I've bought for festivals that are just now in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way.
Infiltrates in. I know, normally they make their way out, but that's how it comes in for you.
Yeah.
Festival wear is day wear.
I know. That is what always happens. I buy stuff for nights out and then it merges down into day wear.
Yeah. Superb.
There we are.
Yeah. Good for you, darling. So, good to have a system.
That's where I am today, flapping around. It did get caught in the door upstairs after I went to the bathroom. So Sarah and I had a meeting this morning. And I went upstairs to the bathroom, and as I left, the fringe it got caught, and I was like, "Oh,
you were a while."
I got really knotted, actually.
Awful. That's what they don't talk about with fringing.
I know, I've got to be really careful around tube and elevators.
That's it. Honestly, they're all doing it in Nashville. No one's talking about it. Oh, my gosh. We were just saying then, what a tricky time of year it is.
It is.
This time of year, because the clocks have gone back. So it's dark. It's very, very dark at the moment.
I hate it.
Well, I love it, as you know. Like, I love the winter. I love slowing down. I love doing nothing. But everybody at the moment is getting very... It's everybody on the tube sniffing all the time. Cough, sniff.
Another reason not to get public transport.
Absolutely. Another reason to stay in and cancel everything. But, it's dark. We want to eat potatoes. Everyone's just feeling a little bit... low.
I was telling
energy.
Sarah I had 6 slices of bread yesterday.
Heaven.
Like, I bought this loaf because I was like, oh, I'll have a sausage sandwich for tea the night before.
Yeah.
Well, this loaf's there. Dutch had to go on a last minute jaunt with work. So I've got this loaf of bread that I am just literally working my way through.
It's become a dear friend.
I'll be sad to see it go. It's like a special Warburton's loaf.
Ooh.
Like, not like, you know, your normal square loaf. Yeah. This one's like a round shape. So it looks like a bakery sourdough.
But it's Warburton's.
But it's Warburton sliced.
Oh, it is sliced.
It's sliced.
Oh, but it's artisan Warburton's. Is that what's happening here?
I think so, yeah. It really threw me, but I'm there for it.
Oh my God, I'm totally
and
there
then,
for it.
I made Ellie Pear's cauliflower gratin at the weekend and I needed salted butter.
Oof,
oh my God. So I'm just having Waitrose salted butter. It's amazing.
Have you got a Waitrose near you?
How dare you? Yes, there's one near me.
Is there?
I live near the big Westfield, remember? There's one there.
Oh, is there really? Yeah. I never.
There's also one in Kensington. Right. Where else is another Waitrose? Richmond.
Yeah, sure. Local. Yeah,
West
yeah.
London.
I think it's because I've only ever been round the corner to, you know, your Co-op, your Sainsbury's with you.
Oh,
I've never.
No. If you're organised.
This is a big shop. We're talking big shop. Or it's,
well, yeah. We call it like Friday night shopping. Yeah. So if I'm cooking and we want to have a really nice meal, so we call it like, we'll spend money on food, but knowing that I'm going to cook it. So the meal will be really nice, but it'll be cheaper than going out.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what we do.
Oh, very good.
Nice £20 bottle of wine. That we really go for it. Friday night, we went for it.
God, heavenly. What did you put with your gratin? I mean, this is the way it's going to go today, poor Slew Crew.
No, so Ellie's gratin, I just had it on its own. No, I actually had steamed tender stem broccoli.
Right.
But it's sage and almond. Potato. Cauliflower. No, cauliflower gratin. Mm. It's from her column that's on Waitrose.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I made a roux.
Oh my God.
I've never made a roux in my life. I've always wanted to be the kind of person who can just whisk a roux.
You'll roux the day.
And there I was. I called Dutch in. I was like, look at me. I'm whisking a roux. It's happening. He didn't know what a roux was.
No. That's RuPaul? When,
yeah. He was like, what is it? And I was like, go back and watch telly. It's
no,
fine.
It's my roux.
But it was literally delish.
Great.
And then I made a frittata on Sunday night. Also, Ellie Pear.
Oh, God, you're doing very, very well. Really bringing in those
three cheese frittata.
Yeah. Ooh. What were your three cheeses?
A pecorino. Mm. Oh, God. Something that Dutch picked up from the Netherlands.
Sure.
Could be anything. And then blue.
A blue as well.
And I had it with spinach. What else did I have in there? Spinach, onion and leek.
Oh, God. This is great.
Yeah, I'm really invested
really
in cooking
good.
At home.
Yeah, very, very good.
Not going
very
out.
Impressive. Yeah.
But then you get left over with shitloads of bread.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Yeah. Leftovers are just... I live for a leftover.
I found a chalk ice at the back of the freezer last night.
What fun.
No, well, I deemed it unfit to eat because I remembered another one had melted and you can't eat unmelted.
I would 100% have eaten that.
Oh, see, I had a bite. I shaved that chocolate off and I was like, no. But I only did that because there was another ice lolly at the back from Summer.
Okay, fine.
A little pop. What are they called? The ones that creamy ice cream on the inside and then they've got like, a bit like a Solera, but not one of the
like
original ones.
Like a strawberry
ones.
Split.
Like a popsicle.
Yeah.
Strawberry split.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It was pineapple flavoured.
Nice. Tropical.
Yeah, really enjoying my queer eye and a tropical popsicle.
What a night. The back of the freezer.
Honestly, global brand founder, but yes. Also lives it.
Yeah, lives it. Lives the dream. The tropical dream.
Enough about the popsicles.
Yes.
Let's talk about Dublin.
Yes. Now, so the big reveal, in case you missed it, Portslew Crew, you'll remember it was all a surprise. It was all a surprise. So we recorded the podcast on Thursday. I was completely in the dark. And then Friday, John didn't tell me. So
I kept checking in with Sarah. I was like, yes, where are you going?
Where is it? So packed, managed to pull everything together. Packed, got that sorted. So John did a thing, right? Now, I think I might have said this to you last week, but your first wedding anniversary is paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got our wedding vows, the exact ones that we used in our ceremony, right? In fact, I did very well. So I went to storage. Storage was a mountain. It was a monster. And I was like, come to me. Because I didn't have a clue where these vows were, right? I just didn't know. Found a box at the top, took it down, opened it up, lifted up a pile of stuff. There they were.
Such a gift
from
above.
Two pieces. Oh my gosh. I was like, oh, thank you, universe. Took them out randomly, and we don't know why. On one of them, and I think it's at the bottom of John's, they like finish the vows, gorgeous, gorgeous. Then there's a few spaces and just a random letter D. We don't know why that's on there. Just some sort of printing error. Something
code.
Went awry. There's just the letter
secret message.
D on there. We don't know
This could
know
be
why.
A map to your fortunes.
But it sort of ruins them. But at the same time, I was like, well,
no,
they,
that makes
it is as it was. So that's the way
I
we'll
think it
go
makes
there.
It.
When, so I got those framed. So that was my present. So we sit down. Saturday morning. I've learnt that we're going on a flight. I'm not going to take these framed vows on a flight with us all the way.
It's
you know,
unnecessary.
It's ridiculous.
When it's going to be hung in your home.
That's it. To bring it back again. Yeah. So we sat down and I said to John, oh, so your first wedding anniversary is paper. And he was like, really? Is it? And I proceeded to explain why it was paper, looked it up online. I was like, yeah, it's paper. Because, you know, your second one's wood and your third one's china or whatever. You know, and I was going through all of them and sort of really explaining. And then John was smirking. And I was like, why are you laughing? I don't understand.
He was
like,
no.
Carry on. Like, let me go through the whole thing. Got to the end of it, gave him the present. And then he turned around and he's like, so your first wedding anniversary is paper. And he'd let me explain the whole ruddy thing. Like, I thought he didn't know. So anyway, so we get to the end of it. And so my boarding pass was the paper. And so we went to Dublin. And the reason that we were going for Dublin, literally, I find out like half an hour before we're going to leave the house that we're going to Dublin. And
did you do any emergency quick swapping over?
There was no chance. I couldn't let myself go there. That would have been a whole scene.
I think it's
a scenario.
Best, no,
I committed. And I was like, you know, that could have been difficult.
For so, all parties.
Absolutely. Could have been awful. So we were going to Dublin because, obviously, for our wedding presents, we asked everyone to give us a book. And Dublin is the literary city. And then we stayed at the most amazing hotel called The Wilder. New. Only opened last year. All based around Oscar Wilde because we had an Oscar Wilde reading at our wedding. So, I mean, John's next level where he goes with detail. So we flew out
Shits
to
all
Dublin.
Over your vows in a frame, doesn't it?
I tell you! Not at all. I'd already
known. I'm joking.
I was like, I can't compete with this. You're taking us away somewhere on a plane. So I'm not even going to bother to compete.
I'm only teasing.
Dublin, phenomenal.
Did you have the best time?
Oh my God, we had the best time. We had such an amazing time. God, it was fantastic. The pubs! Although I was desperate for a bit of Irish music. I wanted the drum. You know, the drum that they hold with the little stick.
I saw you had soda bread.
Did have Guinness soda bread.
Your breakfast buffet looked terrific.
Oh my God, it was sensational.
And your hollandaise.
Oh, it was to die for. The whole thing. It was gorgeous. Also, we got in on Sunday night. I nipped down to the hotel bar, got a Bailey's. I was very happy with that choice.
That's good.
Very happy. So did that. And then,
Ooh,
oh my God, I could. God. Bailey's. I hadn't had a Bailey's for ages.
What's in a Bailey's?
Oh my God, gorgeous, heavenly. The best things are in a Bailey's. I wanted the Irish music, right? So I was determined. I kept banging on about it. And we went out on Saturday night and Sunday night. We did not locate, just for our proximity. We went in some amazing pubs. No live music, no fiddle. I wanted somebody with a fiddle. And so on the last day,
you wanted the lower deck of the Titanic.
That's what I wanted. And so on the last day, we went into this, we went down to Temple Bar. We went into the most touristy, you know, it was all green, like with James Joyce quotes all over it. We went in and there was two men singing on guitars. And I was like, yes, this is what I came for. I had half a cider, half a Bulmers, and that's it. Off we went. Mark, who picked us up from the station, picked us up from the airport, picked us up and took us back. He said, Sarah, I can see you've had a good time. I think you'll be back. I was like, I will, Mark. I will. I loved it. A night out in Dublin is so fun.
Oh
my God, it was phenomenal.
When I went with Dutch, I really hurt my shoulder dancing to Christina Aguilera in this gay bar. We went to this huge gay club and I just completely went with it. I got really invested. And then I kind of threw my back out and I was like, fuck.
Well, it happens, doesn't it?
It
happens.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a nice
weekend. Oh, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. John's just heaven. Like, he's just gorgeous. So, yes, I'm going to get emotional. But yeah, it was amazing. Ah. It was really, yeah. So I've been married a year. Yeah, it's quite full on. Also, I didn't really see it coming. I know that sounds a weird thing to say, but because there's been so much going on, I was like, oh yeah, sure, our wedding anniversary.
But also, I think because you do weddings.
Yeah, I do weddings. I do weddings. But it's quite, yeah. And also, I've never had a wedding anniversary before. So you don't know, like, what a big deal is it? Because my mum and dad aren't fussed. They never really do much for their wedding anniversary.
Really.
They're not really bothered. Like, so I haven't got an example. But now I'm like, ooh, yeah, I like it. Wedding anniversary. Mmm, good.
Yes.
So yeah, fantastic.
Should we do some correspondence?
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, this one comes from Amy Heath 1.
Hi, Amy. Oh, good. Not the original.
No.
Amy Heath 1. Fantastic.
Hi, Jules. I'd had such a crappy day at work on Monday. There were tears. And when I got in the car and said out loud, I need some Jules and Sarah.
Oh.
So on the way home, I re-listened to the Ken Nevis episode and my soul was instantly soothed just listening to yours and Sarah's voice and your always hilarious Ken impression. Thank you. Thank you for calming me and easing my tension. You were just what I needed. Much love.
Absolutely
and I sent
gorgeous.
This message to Ken because I was like, Ken needs to know that Ken Nevis actually is a thing.
Yes.
And Ken replied, Ken Nevis lives on. So there you go.
It really, really does. So I've had a lovely DM in from Nikki. Now, this is Nikki Primarolo, which I'm enjoying a lot.
Primarolo?
She says, just to let you know that I am listening to the back catalogue of the podcast. Currently at the beginning of July 2017, the post-June episode, in person and month. Very excited to see what's to come. Will Sheila actually find out about the podcast? Will Ken be an episode guest? Who knows? I listen on my drive to and from work and also at the gym, which in 2016-17 was quite a popular location for listening. I don't want to think about the day when I don't have any episodes on tap. Well, Nikki, may the day never come. We absolutely, we adore you for getting in touch. Slide into the DMs. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
The address, should you wish to write to us, we will give out at the end of the podcast.
Yes.
That's the best thing to do there.
I like your newsreader voice.
Oh,
there.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. My actually Kirsty Young.
It's great.
From Desert Island Discs. Yeah, yeah. It's not really got legs as an impression, though. Do you know what I mean?
No, but as an audio podcast, is a very good place to showcase
God. Well,
it.
Well, feel free. Enjoy. Soak it up. Absolutely. All part of the service.
You're just the gift that keeps giving. Just when you think you've seen it all.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how is Ken or how is Sheila? Which parent?
It's both of them, actually.
Oh, they've my favourite.
They've had a bad meal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It is really.
I'm so sorry.
Not as sorry as they are. No. They went on a little walk.
Yeah.
They were doing a little shop, having a mooch around. They're in a new area. They were like, let's stop here. We've heard about this place. So anyway, in they trot.
Yeah.
Ken just fancied a little sausage sandwich.
Of course.
Sheila, it's a lunchtime. She didn't want to blow. She was like, she'll just have a little portion of chips.
Oh.
You know, just a little portion, just a little sandwich.
I wouldn't not have put that. I would have said quiche.
No. Quiche is far too heavy. It's pastry. Okay. At least chips you can nibble.
Okay,
anyway, they sit down. They have a coffee. And Ken said...
Coffee and chips.
Lush.
What a lunch.
That's the north. Anyway, Ken said for the first sip of the coffee, he knew something wasn't right.
Whatever's gone on?
The sausages came. Sheila said, just looking at the sausage bap. And at first I said, sausage what? She said, bap. And I said, what? I said, oh, you mean a bread roll? I thought she was saying bat. I got very confused.
Oh, God, that's what I'm thinking.
She said
about.
It looked 2 days old.
Oh, dear.
Ken took a bite and said he thought the sausages had been boiled.
Oh, dear. What's going on?
She just said she only had half a chip. She said she had half a chip and she was done.
I don't understand what's gone on. So they've gone in, they've had it recommended, they've popped in, they've sat down, they've seen the menu, they've taken the order, and this is what's appeared. Well, I mean, what was going on? What's the story?
She didn't even have a sauce.
Chef's off.
There was no sauce.
Chef's off. They've made do.
It was dinner lady. Dinner lady Sue just warming it up.
Sue, I'll step into the breach. Are you sure, Sue? Do you know what you're doing? The sausages haven't come. The delivery's not been ordered. So they've had to nip.
Sue's a vegan. She doesn't know how to cook those sausages. She boiled them.
She's had to run out to Spa. Grab anything you can. A Spa sausage.
Can you boil a sausage?
Well, you can, but you boil a Frankfurter, don't you? You know, a Frankfurter wiener. Sausage. A wiener. Yeah, a hot dog.
Actually, the Dutch do boil sausages.
Yeah, because it's that sort of thing. Yeah, but not a proper sausage.
No.
No, you can't boil, you know, a good porky leek sausage.
I wouldn't know. No. I wouldn't know. I'm a cauldron sausage person where you put it in and you're essentially just warming it up.
But you wouldn't boil that, would you?
Would I heck? Would I heck?
That'd disintegrate.
Boiling is the last thing I ever lean to, actually.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is very rare that I boil pasta, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But not much else. Not much else.
I'll steam in the summer, but in the winter it's always roasted.
I'll boil a pea.
Which makes me actually think about the facilities that this establishment has in the back.
Yes.
But also, like, if you were pushing...
Was it actually a cafe? It's not somebody's house, is it? Just a front room?
I think it might be in a lay-by.
Mm, it reminds me of a book we used to read. Did you ever read the Happy Family books when you were little?
No, I thought you...
They are phenomenal.
Happy Family.
Oh, my God. There's a whole series of them. They are fantastic. Mr. and Mrs. Joke, who own the joke shop, do you know what I mean? That sort of thing. And it reminds me of Mrs. Wobble, the waitress. So she's called Mrs. Wobble, and she gets fired from her job because she wobbles. And so they turn their house into a cafe, and she's like the star attraction because she wobbles. So, like, you've got to catch your soup and you've got to catch the jelly and stuff. Oh, it's a great read.
This sounds terrific. God.
It's right up your alley. Mrs. Wobble, the waitress, is right up your alley. I'm going to get it for you.
Do.
Yeah, I will.
Because the best children's book I read recently was Thelma the Unicorn.
Sounds good.
You should buy it for the girls. It's amazing. It's okay, about... Great. Getting lost in your identity and feeling that you need to be something when you're actually not.
Oh.
It's terrific. It's about a horse and a truck spills and glitter goes all over her.
Great.
And she's like, oh God, I look fabulous. And then she becomes this celebrity and she's like, oh, I just miss being a horse. It's really nice. Really nice.
Great.
There's loads of tidbits in here, isn't there?
No, we came on the podcast. We were like, God, what the hell are we going to talk about? Somebody actually said to us, oh, what are you going to talk about on the podcast today? I was like, God knows.
Yeah, we don't plan this content.
Does it sound like this has got any sort of structure?
If this was scripted, I'd be nervous.
I really want to mention Mrs. Wobble the waitress today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, how is June? Oh, June. Horrible link to June there. I'm so sorry.
Well, June's a big fan of that book, actually. Yes.
Great.
Anything Alan Ohlberg, June just loves. So Mum rang me last night. We had a nice chat on the phone. In the middle of talking, she's like, hang on a minute, can I let the cat out? Like this. I was like, yeah, of course you can. She's like, the cat. And then the cat wanted to come in. He's in, he's out. It's too cold. He thinks he wants to go out. He's like, me, I want to come back in. Anyway, we were sat. And then about sort of 20 minutes later, she went, I've just heard the cat jump on the bed upstairs. Like this. She's like, he knows I'm down here on the phone, leaping around up there, jumping on. Anyway, we were talking about Dublin, right? I was like, Mum, didn't you go to Dublin? She went, I took Nan. She took Nanny Lula to Dublin, right?
Fun.
She's like, oh, it was a bit of a story though. I was like, okay. So Nan loves this violinist sort of concert type called André Roux, right? Have you heard of him? André Roux. Do yourself a favour, dear listener. Go and Google André Roux. Quite the show.
André Roux sounds like a dish. And what are you serving tonight? It's actually an André Roux.
Oh, we're having André Roux. Go and Google him. He wears very flamboyant things. He's a bit of a Liberace. Mum says he really fancies himself. And all his sort of orchestral accompaniments, they all wear the big ye olde gowns. Honestly, Nan adores him. She quite fancies him, actually. Mum bought him the calendar 1 year of Andre Rue. Right? He's a real type. He's a real pin-up, yeah. Actually, for the over 70s. Yes, absolutely. So, Mum saw a poster that he was on tour. So Mum was like, fantastic. Went online. She said she saw the O2. She booked the tickets. She told Nan. She bought Nan a mug with Andre Rue on it. Oh, he's got all the merch.
Yes, yeah, sounds like.
Oh, you
like.
Really can get absolutely everything. She bought the key ring with his face on and a mug. Popped the tickets in it. Gave it for a birthday. Fun. We're going to see Andre Rue at the O2. We'll go down to London. It'll be fantastic. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Anyway, Mum says the tickets arrive. It's not for the O2 in London. It's for the O2 in Dublin.
Devastated.
She couldn't believe, she said, I didn't even know there was an O2 in Dublin.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Well, it really, anyway, Mum couldn't say to Nan, sorry, I booked the wrong ticket. Completely sold out in London. Forget it. Oh, they are hot on those tickets. So she had to buy the flights and she had to book the hotel.
Shot herself in the room
and they
there,
all
didn't
went
she?
To stay. They all went to stay in Dublin. And still to this day, Nan doesn't know. Nan thought it was Dublin all along as an extra surprise. So anyway.
And did he do anything special to be on the Irish shores?
I couldn't.
Did he have
say.
A drum?
So yeah, he might have. I'm sure he did do a bit more fiddling. I mean, he is a violinist, so I'm sure he did a little.
Must have been a little.
Some sort of jig, yes, going on. But all that Nan Mum said. It was very funny. For mobility reasons, Mum booked a hotel by a bus stop, right? That was the criteria. And so they spent the whole time hopping on and off this bus, you know, doing the tours, going round. Anyway, it was quite near the end of the day and Mum said they got on and there was this guy. There was the guy who was doing it, you know, with the microphone and everything. He's like, now, to be honest, I've been talking all day and I don't feel like talking anymore. So we're just going to drive in a bit. I'll just put a bit of music on because I mean, there's something to your left here. It's ever so lovely, but you'll have to Google it. Google it. It's all on there because you'll find it all. I've been talking all day and I just don't want to talk anymore. I cannot talk about it again. I've been telling people all day about this park on your left.
Talking
it's
too much.
It's fantastic history, but I just can't believe it. She's like, and then apparently they were going along and there was people like trying to flag down the bus. He was like, look at them flagging down. I'm not stopping. I'm not letting anybody else on today. No, this is how we are. You know, if you want to get off, just let me know. But if you could wait a little while, that'd be great. Because I'm not going to keep stopping and I'm not going to keep talking. Okay there. Well, just enjoy the view. Like this. Mum said it was hilarious. Oh my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Mine's actually from the BBC.
Oh, what fun!
Yeah, escape artist Ria on the run for weeks in Oxfordshire.
Andre Rue.
An escape artist Ria distracting drivers in Oxfordshire has been on the run for 4 weeks, police said.
I don't understand. What's escaped?
Oh, you'll see. The large flightless bird named Chris was seen in the road at Chiltern Bank, Peppered Common on Sunday.
So, let me get this right. It's a bird called Chris. It's escaped. It's been on the run for...
It's been on the run for 4 weeks. PC Simon Pink said a number of people had called about the Ria. What? I mean, I don't know what this word Ria is.
How is it spelled?
R-H-E-A.
R-H-E-A. Yeah, sure, Ria.
But efforts to capture it has been unsuccessful.
Sorry.
Actually, maybe Ria is a type of bird.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that's what's going on.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, it doesn't look like that. It looks like something else. It looks like an ostrich.
Oh, okay.
Big bird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that at all. Gosh.
Hence it being on the run.
Yeah, got it.
It's physically
got it.
Running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
In a tweet, Thames Valley Police compared the situation to comedy film Hot Fuzz, in which officers are tasked with recovering a swan. It's a shame I haven't seen that. PC Pink said the bird was about 5 foot tall and the species was quite big, quite strong, and they've got quite big claws, apparently.
Oh, I'd leave it to it.
Yeah, I'd back away.
Let it go off. It sounds like it'll be fine.
Yeah. He said Chris had been on the loose for 4 weeks and his owner said he was a bit of an escape artist. It's the first time I've seen a Ria through Sonning Common, he added. The Ria has also been seen, was later seen in Shiplake Bottom, Hillcrest Lane, and running across fields in the Sonning Common area. Rias are large, flightless birds related to ostriches and emus. Well, thanks for clearing that up at the end of the bloody article. In October, a Ria arrived at Evesham Golf Club in Worcestershire, and staff have so far been unable to catch it.
Oh my God.
Imagine staff going around with a golf buggy and big nets, like, get it!
Imagine waiting to take your shot and then the rear comes running out of the bushes.
There's a great fact here to close it. In 2015, Edward the Emu escaped his home in Wheatley and went on the run for 6 days. Completely pointless fact added in about Edward the Emu. So let that be a lesson to all
Absolutely.
Of you considering a career in raising large birds.
Oh my gosh. So my news from the north has come from the Blackpool, the Blackpool Gazette.
Right.
Cost of new Blackpool statue, which could look like a street performer, is revealed. The cost of a new statue near Blackpool's North Pier, which could look like a street performer, has been revealed. The figure, described as a contemporary mermaid, was announced last week by the council, which did not immediately say how much it would cost. Now, in response to a Freedom of Information request by the Gazette, it said that the costs, including artist Lawrence Payton's commission and installation fees, will total £35,500. The council says it's using 100% of an external grant funding to provide the Blackpool Council to deliver this project, while in its announcement last week, it said it had commissioned the project as part of wider plans for this town centre regeneration. Mm. The statue will be inspired by sea goddesses and heroes across cultures, with Lawrence Payot hoping it will be made for people living and working in the resort. The authority added, playing with the long-standing traditions of music and illusions, people will be unsure whether the artwork is a street performer disguised as a statue. The council's art boss, County Kim Critchley, added, Blackpool is a vibrant town, so we hope this statue will become a talking point for residents and visitors alike. This project is all part of the council's plan to revive the town centre and deliver a better Blackpool for everyone. But Councillor Tony Williams, the opposition leader at the town hall, questioned whether the money needed to be spent when the town has serious issues. He said, what a total waste of money. They could hire the real thing. Why not hold a competition for street performers on the prom? That would be far more entertaining. They have stopped street performers working in Blackpool and now they want to build a statue that looks like one.
So it's a statue that looks like a street performer, but it's actually a statue.
That's right.
So is it more of like, are you supposed to put money in there?
Oh, I don't know.
This is where I'm getting really confused. Like, people are going to be wasting a lot of time waiting for it to move.
The public are also being asked to have their say on the design.
Well, there's
Lawrence
my say.
Has held a series of workshops with a consultant called Scott Farlow, while fashion students from Blackpool and the Flyde College took part in a couple of workshops during the summer. And in August, staff and volunteers from the Beach Patrol team took part in the session to help design the artwork. You can send your suggestions to lawrencepayot@yahoo.co.uk by Sunday, December the 1st.
Well, I will.
So do get in touch with Lawrence there. Now, do you want to play the game?
Yes.
Jules! I thought it might be fun in honour of the cold snap that we've had. The weather's really turned. You have 20 seconds to name as many winter clothing items as you can. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go!
Hat, gloves, scarf, cashmere socks, thermals, puffer jacket, earmuffs, fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Mittens, snuds.
Oh, very good!
What are they? Russian, what is it called? A foof? What's that word for it?
It's called a muff!
I knew it was a bit vagina-y.
Oh my god. Poor Sue Crew. Oh my
that
god.
Was good.
We adore you. We adore you for listening. I can't even tell you. You can write to us. We love it when you do. The address is
the Portsalou Crew HQ.
PO Box
6-7-4-7
London
N
W59GH. And we do always finish on Jules' word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
An affirmation.
Ooh.
This actually I found on Word Porn, which is an Instagram account. I really fell into a hole there and it's good.
I'm going in.
Hardest pill I had to swallow this year is learning how to pick myself back up and how to cope without the people who I thought would be in my life for a long time.
Yes.
I had to realise that you have to do shit for yourself because the only person that will put you back on your two feet is you.
Amen! Amen! We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.